the power.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to be here with all of you. I say welcome to our blog talkers who are getting in line for their phone call readings, and also to our Facebookers. Hello there, who are watching us live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. You are all welcome to join us there if you'd like to. Very nice folks for you to meet and mingle with. So please know that invitation is always open to you. So I am here to remind everyone as we get going that we are only using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. Yes, that's the personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me all those many years ago. So I would like to say that it's important to bear in mind that we are using ordinary playing cards as opposed to, say, tarot cards for readings or oracle cards, other systems that are out there. No, it's strictly ordinary playing cards. And something else to really bear in mind is that all the cards are ever able to reveal to you is potential. And I don't care who's reading the cards. None of them is ever cast in stone. They may lead you to think, and those that are crooks out there, they'd love you to say, oh, how much can I pay you to get that curse off me? Well, I don't know a whole lot about curses, but I do know that those who have integrity would never try to fleece you in terms of telling you, oh, gloom and doom, this is all coming right to you. No, that's not how I do business, and neither do those out there who are just like me. Okay, so with that said, I'd also like you to bear in mind that I am going to be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is the same layout that I use when I'm working in my office and seeing clients. So I only need a moment or two in order to lay them out and give them a look over. So I just wanted to let you know that. So I'm now going to turn you over to the man himself, Mr. Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all our folks out there that you're joining us on all various platforms. If you're international, let us know and we will give you live international shout-outs. Like, we'll start out right off the bat. We got Laura up north in Canada, and we got Ole in Lebanon.
Yes, good to have you with us.
Welcome. Anytime somebody shows up, just let us know. I don't see you. Make sure either tell us on the phone, that's easy, or if you're in Facebook Live, type something, and we'll make sure we work that international shout-outs in at any time. All right, let's do the basics here. 515-602-96, that is the number to call in to get your free reading. Call in, you'll be able to listen to the show, and that's what we'll even tell you that. If you hear silence, probably something going on. I would say if you hear silence, maybe give us a few minutes. We might be a quick little technical issue on our end. Otherwise, hang up and call back. It's always a possible resolution to do that. It usually works pretty well. Facebookers, if we get gaps in the calls, we will automatically turn to you folks. So just can't give you any specific times and how often and all that other crap. But
crap.
All that other crap. Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Crap?
We are indeed. Let me finish, though, there. So that's the deal. That's the deal, Facebookers. And we'll give you, if that door opens for you, we'll give you instructions when that time comes. All right. It will involve a messenger call. International shout out to Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia.
Yeah.
All right. For all you folks out there, when you hear that sound, that means your reading that you had, it is free and it is going to come to an end so we can get other folks in. We can't do this all night long, so we want to get as many as we can with a limited amount of time that we shall be here. So please respect that. Let the reading come to an end when you hear the harps. But it also means that you shall get an angel card. I will do it. I will deal you a random angel card, and it'll be from our good old original angel deck that we always used to only use for the longest time, and it will have a message from an archangel for sure. There's a bunch of them in here that have messages, so it's pretty cool. They're really good, really good. Let's see here. It is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you were wondering why I was talking about it. It's Thomas Crapper Day.
What? Well, and
he's the toilet man.
Is he?
Yep,
that's
he is.
Right.
He is the man that we have to thank for the toilet, and we should thank him a lot. You know, no more outhouses and stuff.
Well, I bet Suzanne really would be thanking him a lot.
Well, remember, she didn't use it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But she said she had like a little, some kind of a UTI possibly or something, so mm-hmm. She's not going at all hardly. So, that sucks. Let's see here. And then a bunch of other days. You know, there's always days, and more days. But that's all right. I always like to throw the fun ones out there. Because almost everybody likes chocolate cake. Not everybody, of course. Some have preferences. They'd rather have another piece. But usually everybody will. If you put a chocolate cake, usually your average person will eat it.
Red Velvet is very good.
Sure. There's a million different great cakes out there that aren't chocolate. But I'm just saying, usually the average person will eat chocolate unless it bothers them for some reason. So. Do you have anything else you'd like to toss out there before we get the show
on
the road?
An itty bitty little thing.
Okay.
I think that everybody should not try to watch or catch up on the news too much. I'm hearing from a lot of folks that are telling me anxiety is prevalent from getting too involved with who's saying this and what are those talking heads saying over there and what's happening in Russia and North Korea. And I think it's better. Like during the pandemic, a lot of people just turned that television off, turned off the, you know, scanning the internet for news. It doesn't do you a whole lot of good.
You know, on the internet, I just look at, I go to like Google News and it uses multiple. You knew that was coming when you saw the 10%. I use Google News typically and just scan the headlines. Maybe if there's an interesting story, but if it's like, oh, this war, that war, they said, this said, politics, I'm not clicking through that crap. It's the same crap, different names, that's all.
Different days, different names,
but it's the same crap. Days. Somebody's attacking somebody, killing somebody, and some politician's lying. What the hell? I don't care about that. I'm more interested in sports anyway, because that's, you know.
But sports can have a lot of anxiety, too.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a gambler.
Well, if you're a gambler, you can gamble on the Academy Awards. You can gamble on anything. You literally can gamble on that. Oh, yeah.
And that's coming up real soon. Excuse me, soon.
I bet on them a long time ago. Long time ago,
Academy Awards?
I bet.
At work?
No. I was on the internet. It was a betting site. It was back when it was illegal, so I had to do one that was overseas betting. And I was looking at it, and it was like the first time, the very first Lord of the Rings movie came out. And I was looking through the cat. I was like, oh, that's going to be best adapted screenplay for sure. Well, I only put $5, but I did bet that one. It's not like I'm a gambler that bets everything.
Well, and now with this controversy, what are they calling it? Barbieheimer, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And people are talking about they want to pass around. What are those things called that you sign?
Petitions?
Yes.
For what?
That Barbie got screwed in the Academy.
They haven't even had the awards yet. I know, as far as nominations, I mean.
Yeah, they're only a couple behind the Oppenheimer.
It was a frickin' dorky movie about dolls in real life. with pink everywhere. How many awards do you freaking need for that?
It's got to be a pretty bad movie when I won't sit through to the end.
Couldn't do it. I mean, they put a lot of effort into it, and they spent a lot of money on their set design and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought the sets were awesome.
They should win that award.
I think that one
they got to win by easily. Is that like that Barbie town, all that pink stuff everywhere? Yeah, that one they should be able to pull that one off pretty easy. But, yeah. We got to let Deb straighten out. She's...
You know, the thing is, it's so small. There.
Okay. There you go. Now, if we have to switch to messenger calls, you're going to have to turn that back on, that volume.
Well, they call through.
Okay. Well, as long as that volume, as long as that mute doesn't apply to that. But I guess we'll worry about that when that time comes there.
I love that. Rachel says, Barbie and Open Oppenheimer have a baby. And who was that? Skipper or one of the other dolls?
I didn't even know there was other dolls.
Oh, God, they all have names.
I never play. Obviously, it's a girl thing, first of all. And I only remember Ken and Barbie. I didn't know they made other ones.
Midge.
I don't know. Okay. I believe you. I mean, I believe you. I just didn't know anything about that. So, all right. Well, let's take to the phones, Deb. You got your cards warmed up. Let's do it.
Okay. And hopefully we'll have no squirrel lovers tonight.
Squirrel lovers. Oh. Yeah. Don't jinx us. Well.
I mean, come on.
I didn't make a note of the area code.
It was like 4-2.
I just know where it was.
424, something like that.
Yeah, but it's a big area. I can't
Los Angeles.
I can't.
Okay, go ahead.
Ban that area code because that's a billion people that live in that area code. That's all I'm saying. So.
Now, well, I'll just laugh at them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
All right, let me get a copy before we get going.
I can at least get her going. All right, we're going to go to area code 216 in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show. International
Hi.
Scout at the show in the United Kingdom.
Well, hello.
Welcome.
Is this
Saturday?
Is this Sharon?
It is Sharon. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear us?
I sure can.
Well, great. That's great. All right, I'm ready. What's up?
You're ready. That's so funny. I know my mind gets in these moods where I just swirls. I think. What do you see coming up for me in the next 2 months? I have an overactive mind. Anything that you pick up, how's that? Is that easy for you?
Yeah, but let me ask you, is there anything that you're worried about in the next 2 months? Anything you're hoping about? You know, something that's...
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting my review in February, and I'm doing the rest of my home in February, too, and it's just going to cost money, and my mind is just spinning. I have it, but I don't want to go in debt over it. Do you know what I'm saying? No. So anything you're picking up, I know.
Debt over what? You kind of glitched right there. What over... Home remodel, or what were you meaning?
Yeah, I'm starting it in February. My house. I'm furnishing I'm getting all new furniture for my living room, and I'm tiling the rest of the house.
See, Jim, I'm not the only one who does this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You get on a roll, and you get on a roll. I bought all the new things for a bathroom, and now I want it painted. Because you can't put all kinds of stuff in there. It'll look like crap. Yeah, the crapper.
It's a place you go to pee and poop. How good should it look?
Beautiful. It's your little spa place, you know?
All right, well, yeah. All right, cards.
All right, I'm
so she's got a. She's worried about remodeling debt, and she's got a review coming up at work that I hear, too. Okay, those are good things.
My boss is great.
I love that for you.
Well, that helps. That helps.
It really does.
It helps put your mind at ease then when you get a good relationship with the boss. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Some reason, some of these.
What happened?
I don't know. I didn't drop them, but some are faced weird.
Well, there'll be a delay in your reading while Deb has to fix the card. Not much. That's 2 seconds. She's just going through, and a couple cards were kind of flipped up like somebody's playing a prank on her. I don't mess with her cards. I don't do that. She knows that. I mean, I don't. I'm not really a prankster anyway. Really.
You're not.
At work, we were, but yeah. not around the house. No.
No, because what do they say? Paybacks are a bitch.
And you shouldn't do pranks with people that you live under the roof with. That's just. There's too many. It's one thing to prank at work when you're only with somebody 8-9 hours a day or whatever.
Yeah.
But you prank somebody that you live, they can do stuff to you while you're asleep. So that's just not good. All right. Cards are down.
Okay. You have neighbors, don't you, around you?
Yes, I have neighbors around.
Well, you've got some guy around you, very close, maybe adjacent, who is really angry about all the remodeling noise. I don't think he's going to say anything to you, but if you see a male neighbor act curt or, you know, not very friendly to you, that's him. And all you can really do is just smile and say good morning or good evening, whatever the case is, and
okay.
Let him stew in it. I mean, because people do remodeling things, you know? And that just struck me. I thought it was kind of funny because he would complain even if they were using like rubber hammers, you know. I think their review is going to go wonderful. And like Jim has often pointed out, they have to say something in it.
You mean like negative?
They can't just stroke.
It all depends on the really high management. They dictate a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your immediate boss a lot of times wants to give you the best reviews, and sometimes the upper man says, "Eh, nobody's perfect. Come on, you know, that kind of thing." It all depends on the flavor of the month.
Yeah, room for improvement. That otherwise it'll make it look like it was kind of a fake, review. So don't think anything of it. It's going to be small potatoes. All right, to what's in your reading.
So it's still going to be good, right? It's just. Might not be perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't overthink that. You know, for instance, it could be something ridiculous, and I know you don't do this, but imagine if you were writing things down on paper and they wanted you to stop making circles out of your dot on the I. Okay. They'll think of something kind of trivial for your review. And I think what you're doing is awesome, not with the home improvement. Just remember, every good American is in debt of some kind or another.
Yeah, you just want it to be manageable, right?
Right. And I see that you are adding to your value of your condo, your placement. And I bet it's gorgeous. And it's like what I said about the bathroom. When you get the place all fixed up, well, of course you need new furniture, you know?
Isn't that...
you
so
won't.
So there's going to be a crazy fan around me, huh? I think I know who it is.
Well, if what I would do if it was me is I would, oh, God, kill them with kindness, you know, because it'll just irritate them all the more. He comes through as a very... tiny person in personality.
Well, you know, and sometimes they got to set up like their saw horses and stuff outside to cut. You can't do that in the house to cut stuff. And some people can get a little pissy because some people just want to get pissy at everything no matter, for no reason. They just want to do that. It makes them happy.
You know,
but the contractors, they got to cut wood. They got to, if they're cutting stuff, they typically are going to cut that outside so they don't fill your house up full of dust and crap, you know?
And I think when they cut the hole for like a cutting countertop. I think they do that either outside or in some, maybe they bring it. But the one I had done, they did here.
What do you mean cut a hole?
They cut a hole for the sink.
Oh, a lot of times they measure that out and pre-do it, but they, you know.
Here they did it, here.
In the house?
Mm-hmm.
That's odd. Well, okay.
In the house, in the yard.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Right, right.
I'll tell you all something while we're on the subject of new furniture. I get very used to trading out furniture for new stuff. You know, you have children, you have dogs,
wears out fast when if you have irregular furniture.
Well, one of my adoptive sons said, "Mom, I'm going to change out the furniture. You should go with Love Sack." I never heard of it. Love Sack.
I have. I've already seen those. They're beautiful. I know what they are.
And it's amazing. I didn't know what I was buying at the time. So we have too much Love Sack.
It's like Legos or Lincoln Log furniture. You can build anything you want.
Like,
any sectionals.
And a girl was over
when
we had a party, and she dropped her wine glass on the couch. No problem. We just took
it,
pushed
it right up,
put it in the box. Yeah, a pricey undertaking. And I, as a veteran, was able to get a discount of like 25%. But I still paid.
It was a special they were running.
Still very close to $9,000. But they are guaranteed life.
You must have got one really big one.
She bought a lot of Love Sack to furnish multiple rooms.
I didn't even measure it. I just went crazy.
Yep.
And I have to.
So I have to though. Now,
Do you go ahead?
Do you see my finances being okay this year? Do you see me getting a raise or anything?
I think definitely, and I'm not seeing money trouble for you. So try to think in terms of abundance and not scarcity. All right. So every time you start to worry, remind yourself, hey, I'm doing great. I don't need to worry because, you know, the thing I try to remind people is that the universe seeks balance in everything. So you're putting out worry, it's going to say, oh, she loves worry. Let's give her some more. And therefore, I know something's really weird with
that. No, I'm looking at just something else. Don't worry about what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Stay in your lane, Deb. All right.
So, no. Yeah. So, no, I see nothing here to worry about. But, you know, it is always good. What happened? It is always good to make sure you save a little for a rainy day. I'm not a good saver. Yeah.
I'm a stasher.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's never a bad thing. All right, here is your angel card before we move on. Subject is passion, and it is from Archangel Hanael.
Hanael.
Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Very nice. Yeah, I didn't really see any focus on love life.
Well, okay.
But it's not your focus
right
now.
Going elsewhere. My mind is all over the place. That's why. It really is. It's all over the place.
So it's like you got a little bit of like almost like ADD.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. True.
But like in a good type of way. There are good types of ADD where you're trying to do. It's not that some ADD people start things and stop at things. People try to do a whole bunch of things at once. That's kind of not ADD.
No, if I wake up in the night, you know, to use the bathroom, whatever, get a drink, I will lay back down and I will start to go over stuff like memories, bad memories. And I force myself out of that. So,
When I get up to go get something to drink in the middle of the night or go to the bathroom or something, I'll come back. My dog, Olive, literally moves her spot. She gets up and smacks her body right where I was sleeping every time. Isn't that funny?
I think they also like the warmth that you left behind in the spot you were sleeping.
And she looks at you like, I'm too going anywhere.
Yeah.
She looks at me like, I'm not going anywhere. Isn't that fun?
They do that. They like to take your spot.
Yep. You don't want to move.
Yeah, you're like, hey, get out of there. Yeah. So, thank you very much.
I know. Thank you. I needed that tonight. Thank you so much.
Good.
All right. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
We appreciate you patiently holding. I know that you are on as soon as you get on holding. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll listen.
Okay.
All right. Yep, absolutely. I do not hang up on you folks on the Blog Talkers. I basically put you back on mute. So when you first call in, you're automatically on mute, and then we take you off mute when you're the next person getting the reading, and then we put you back. I mean, we don't hang up because you can sit there and listen.
When you brought stuff out here, did you put anything here like a water?
I purposely never put anything there.
Something made a wet spot.
It wasn't me. I purposely didn't put any beverage there because you said you didn't.
My cards curl.
It wasn't me because I'm telling you, I purposely did not do that because you specifically said no beverage on there. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Oh, I guess we should keep on. I got concerned because we had a scammer in there, right?
Yeah.
And do you see how many? Look at see how it says. Look at all those comments.
Oh.
I was worried that maybe I removed one too many. That's what I got worried about. So.
I have one here. Juliet, did you
I don't
get
have
rid
it.
Of her?
I don't have
well,
one.
Well, my portal isn't the best for this anyway.
I am not seeing that one there, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe I already removed it. Maybe it's, I blocked it, but you, can, you guys will have to block it on your own. All right, we'll just get this show on the road here.
Yes. I forgot about this today. Just talk for a minute.
Come on, Deb.
Don't run away anyway.
Good. Focus on the show. We're going out to area code 856 in Jersey. 856, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
It's Rosemary.
It is a long time. Hey.
You sound healthier.
You sound like you're not, you're totally healthy now.
Almost.
Almost,
almost.
A heck of a lot better than a lot. It's been a while since you called. The last time you called, you were sounding pretty rough.
Yeah.
But you sound
yeah.
better.
Well, a lot better. How about you guys? How are you guys doing?
I'm all right.
We had not a major, any major, just minor little touches here and there.
It's been really warm here in the 70s.
Well, not today, but all the other days, yeah.
No, we had snow, rain. A little warm today and yesterday, so.
Yes, you have
snow melted.
Of us. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, that, it won't be the last of it.
That's
for
when
you.
It gets all nasty and sloppy.
Yeah.
I hate when that does that.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Darling.
Just a little craziness at my house, but all good, I guess. But like you said before, karma's a bitch.
Karma is. It is. It's sometimes the karma can come around way down the road, though, sometimes. But yes.
Is that for your brother? Are you saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A little bit.
Okay, well, maybe you're not 100% better after all this.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, well, that's, at least you're a lot. At least you, I know she sounds better than. It's been a while since she's called. So.
I know.
All right, would you? What would you like Miss Deborah to look at in the cards for you?
I wonder if our connection is kind of skewed tonight.
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh,
just thinking. That's why I was like, just relax.
Yeah, I'm a little, it's a little crazy. I have an interview on Tuesday. It's not what I wanted, but whatever. But
you know,
whatever you can get.
Okay.
Well,
and, you
okay,
know,
it's a general
it
thing.
It's easier to get a job, a better job, when you've got a job.
Mm.
They see you as employable.
Yeah, I guess they do see that you're employable and you're seeking to better yourself, better your employment situation. So.
Yeah.
So that was that what we're looking at, or is this like
that's
a general?
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay,
and
all right.
Whatever else.
And, well, of course, whatever else.
Out.
Yes, indeed. Whatever else show its head. I want to say ugly because good things are showing up quite often, too, so I don't want to say ugly head.
Yeah.
Rears its ugly head.
Yeah, but the thing to remember, something people get as they get older, watch how you treat others. Because what you do is going to bounce right back on you. And possibly even tenfold. So I don't like karma that way.
Yeah. You know, it's like that song, who was that? Was that Billy Joe or somebody? Only the good die young.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, it seems like bad people get ahead. But we figured eventually.
Oh.
Eventually they won't.
I got to tell you, you are going to see that life is coming up. Daisies for you. Maybe not this minute, but it's coming for you. And I certainly hope you get the job because that job is going to lead to a better job for you. So Okay. But you've got the Two of Hearts. Oh, my God.
My God.
That is honestly my favorite card in the deck. That's about self-fulfillment and success and happiness and kind of not love, because there is a big love card, but it's about self, you know, and like I was saying, you know, the way I teach that card is your name has been called. You're in a huge auditorium with all kinds of people, and they've said your name, and you are getting up to go up and get an award, and you are so happy. So it's a very happy card. And I think it's full of serendipity, too.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What other word would it be fulfilled with and everything? What else? What else, huh?
Your brother, I tell you what, he's going to really regret in the future the way he's treated you. So just remember that. As I see him here, and there's a day that's going to come for him and you where he's really going to regret it. And that, I mean, because he is treating you very harshly. There's no excuse for that. Now, are you supposed to own a home? Is it here or in Italy?
That and there's three here in the U.S., but the two, I don't know what the hell happened back in 98 with my mom, but somehow he took me off completely, which he's not, so I'm trying to get those back.
You keep working at that, because I am seeing that you are going to hold some property, okay? And if I don't care what anybody around you says to you, like, oh, you're a loser, you're a failure, you're never going to amount to anything, don't you dare listen to them.
Well, anybody that ever say that to another, everybody would say that to another person, maybe they're afraid to look in the mirror.
Yeah, well, I see here that sometimes you feel really down on yourself, and it's important that you lift yourself up. You know, you are not any of those things, so you're going to show them yet. You watch and see. So, all right, Jim's going to have something for you.
All right, and you can correct me if my pronunciation is off. Clairsentience. Is that what that is?
You did very well.
Clairsentience is the subject, and it's from Archangel Raguel. Notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
Yep. That's
bear that in mind.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you are better than the last time we saw. We hope you continue to mend.
Yeah, I'm going to cough pretty bad.
It is. It is. Yeah. But, you know, it's at least when you cough, you're exporting, you're getting rid of something. That's,
and I know,
you know
it's hard, but smoke less cigarettes. You know.
Well, less is more, right? Yeah. So.
Less is more.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You take care,
Rosemary. Alrighty. Thank you for holding forever. Also, I think we should keep on.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's rock it. Let's rock it over to 779. I heard it's one of the greatest frickin' states in the United States, Illinois, and I think this person is the one that loves it the most.
I think so too.
Right?
Seriously, hello. I'm going to beat both of you if I ever see you.
Yep. Yes,
it is not the best state.
Illinois is her.
It is not. It is your. It is your favorite person in the whole entire world, Miss Teresa. So.
Hey, well, thank you for holding patiently.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I want to make it quick because I know life is life.
Take your time. Take your time.
Trying to think of who I should ask about, whether my sister or if it's asked about my friend John. So I think, you know, you've looked in the cards about John more. So let's see, because he's supposedly on his way back from his trip to Idaho or South Dakota.
Oh,
and he finally reached out to me today and sent me a picture of the, what is it, Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
He went sightseeing.
Well, he went to Mount Rushmore for he went to South Dakota for mental health to get away.
Oh.
To clear
I
his head.
I probably would have went south this time of year to clear my head, but you know, hey, whatever floats your boat, you know.
Well, that's what everybody told him. They said, you know, you're kind of stupid for wanting to go all that way in the cold. Everybody else would just go south, but
yeah, go
you
south
went where you went,
cold.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, I guess if he made it there and now he's over the hump, I guess.
So I'm wondering what the cards see, if he's going to forgive me and start talking to me again, or if he's just like done. Because, like, he finally sent my sister a bunch of pictures, but he only sent me one. And I just responded, cool.
I got you. So he did send you a picture.
Correct.
Yeah, it's maybe insignificant. That is a sign. It's not total ghost.
Well.
But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I guess he made it. He didn't die on the way up. So that's a good thing.
Right.
Hopefully the weather is going to be mild on the way down. I haven't seen the forecast for
it
that
should
area.
Be.
That's good. I know there was some touch and go times not too long ago up there.
Yes, the polar vortex, yes.
Yes, that was swamping everybody indeed. We only got a little tip of that.
Yep.
So
yes,
cards are down.
Yes, he's going to forgive you. Yes, you're just going to have to give him some time. I think during this trip, he took a lot of time to think.
You know, what's funny, though, she has nothing to be forgiven for. She didn't do anything wrong.
He's
in his own brain, he maybe thinks he has to forgive her. But
well, it's like my sister. It's like my sister. And just like, you know, my boyfriend goes to all this training, and they talk about how people make up these scenarios in their heads and they keep repeating them to themselves, even though they're not true. And in their own minds, it is true, but it's not true. And you can give them all the facts in the world and it's still not going to convince them that it's not true.
Oh yeah. Right.
So they believe
right.
all these lies in their heads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. And some people make up things in their heads and they are not going to ever let go.
That's what I'm saying. He makes up all these things in his head and he's like, believes them all. Cause he keeps repeating them to himself. And then my sister doesn't help because she also says the same lies to him because she's jealous of me.
She needs a kick in the ass, it sounds
like. Well, here's what I feel. If there is something that's going to develop where your man or John is going to need some help with something. And
why the two of them?
Because they're right here.
Oh, so you don't know which
is
which?
This would work between them.
Oh, somehow they're going to get connected?
And they're going to connect.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And men have an affinity for liking somebody that helps them with something. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, unless they see him as a rival, but you have the cards. I do not.
Right. So don't complicate the situation.
I just threw it out there for not for her reading, in general. You said a general thing, and I wanted to throw that general thing. Well, see, guys aren't necessarily going to bond if they're still... One feels the other's a rival.
But,
not talking about...
No. Because, well,
yep,
Ed doesn't think he's a rival.
Him.
Ed's, like, cool with him.
No, it's not a rival.
No, but, the other guy, you said he gets things in his head, and he may think that.
Okay,
that's all.
But the cards are saying...
Good.
They're going to work together on something.
Okay, all right.
And
that's a positive thing.
It's going to develop a friendship.
It's probably going to be down the road when he gets back, I suppose.
Yeah, that would be about the best thing that could happen.
Yeah, even if it's just not necessarily, even if it's not a true friendship, but it's a polite, we can peacefully coexist friendship type of thing is all you could ask for, right?
Works for me. As long as he's going to forgive me and start talking to me again, I'm cool.
Right.
And I see that happening.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to ask, how is your, is it like?
Nah, he said meh. She said meh.
Yeah. Well, how are his health issues?
Not good.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, there's
Why?
A situation.
Stand by.
No, I
don't freak
see
out.
His passing here. But I feel that when he does, that you have a sister that's a conniver, don't
yep.
you? She connives.
Well, yeah, she's kind of... said that her sister is not to be very trustworthy.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're
mom.
Yeah.
She was on rare form today. Let me tell you.
Really?
How so?
Yeah, we took my mom for her birthday dinner, me and Ed. It was supposed to be me, Ed, and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to invite her, so I did. So she picked up Mom. She met us there. And we're all sitting down to dinner. Everything was going well until the subject kind of got onto politics. And Ed just said, you know, it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, it's you can't stop it. And she went hard crazy. Like to the point where she says, I'm just going to have to get up and leave. I can't do this. And she said some really weird, not so nice things to him, to Ed. And it made everybody uncomfortable, made my mom kind of upset. And I'm like, oh, my God. And the one thing she said to him was, well, you don't talk to your family. He's like, how do you know? I just talked to my sister yesterday for like an hour. He's like, and she's just like, I know. And I'm like, how the hell would you know about his family and all that?
She's like a whack job.
Oh, she went completely loony toony left. And then thank God we had the kid because he kind of smooshed the situation even though he didn't know it because he was starting to tell jokes and everybody was fine and then everybody calmed down and we finished dinner. But it was not pretty.
Ah, the good old politics. Yeah.
Sister.
Who brought that up?
I did.
No, who brought the politics up?
Yeah, you can't do that.
She did, in a way, yeah.
Well, see, and then somebody should have reminded when she started going out, so you know what? Shouldn't even bring that up anyway, you dumb bitch. Don't do that.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said, we don't talk that
stuff. You're at somebody's birthday celebration thing. You don't talk about shit that people are going to get pissed off about. That's just never going to work out.
Right.
So your sister wants to get left the property there.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
I know.
Is that okay? Because
I don't care.
You don't care. Okay, because
nope.
I don't see any feelings on your part either way, but if this was a big surprise to you, might have been something to know. Okay.
No. I already know what she's doing. I already know. I don't care.
Okay.
She's wheeling and dealing, huh?
Well,
trying
I don't
to
have any power over it, but the point is if Dad kicks the bucket, we're going to sell all the houses. It's already been talked about.
Yeah.
The money's going to go to pay off their debt, and then Mom will have to move in with me and Ed, because that's where I'll have to go is Ed's.
Oh, and he's open to that?
Yeah, he's already said. It's fine. Put Mom in the basement in the full apartment downstairs.
Hey, just like King of Queens. Just like King of Queens.
No, he's a keeper boy, Ed. Yeah.
Well, you know, they live up north where basements are basements. You can make them as some place. I've seen some basements that were nicer than people's upstairs in Minnesota. Oh, I did. Some people turn those things into like super awesome den.
They do.
Fun places.
Well, wait. So before I hang up, I just want to say something really cute. So we're leaving out the door to go to this dinner, right? Me, Aaron, and Ed. And on their wall, they have a little thing that says, this is home to Schakowskis, their last name. And Aaron says, this is home to two Schakowskis. And he looks at me and he looks at his dad and goes, Teresa, why isn't your last name Schakowski? And I said, I don't know. Ask your dad.
Bada bing, bada bing.
And his dad goes, well, that's just a matter of going down to the courthouse.
It really is. I mean, yes.
It is.
Matter of factly, that's true. It is a piece of paper.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there for you.
And Valentine's Day is coming. Teresa.
Well, I thought that was really, really cute. I just thought it was really, really cute. So I just wanted to say that. But anyways, thank you for telling me about the whole John situation.
Yes, it'll get clear.
I'm good on the relationship thing. I know my sister's a conniving bitch. I already knew that.
Hey, you know what? That's one of those cases where you keep your enemies close.
Yeah.
If you know that person is
I love
person.
My sister, but I got to keep her. You got to keep them close.
Right.
But you know what they are.
Yeah, you keep them close. And that way you know that they're, you can see
but
what
they're
doing.
But boy, did she embarrass the hell out of them. She embarrassed the hell out of herself today, and she embarrassed me, and I was about ready to lose my shit. But I'm like, there's an 8-year-old kid here, and he doesn't need to see this.
Yep.
So I'm not going to do that.
Well, I want you to know, before Jim gives you your card, that under the Sure to Come True designation, you've got a brewing fight coming real soon.
A what?
I mean, it's
with?
A barn burner of an argument.
With
and
whom?
Fight. I think with her sister.
Oh, okay. But so you think that you guys may have to bump heads a little
bit? Well, I think that
probably not the first time.
You and Therese are going to come out as the winner of that bout because I see that
TKO.
It's like, yeah, it it looks like you are going to get it set.
Get her done.
Yeah. Keep it
I'm not one to back down. You know me.
Oh, right. Right. One of your best qualities. There you go.
You have an angel card. Subject is spread your wings from Archangel Ariel. That's what she likes to talk about, spreading your wings. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
Sweet. Love
yeah.
it.
That's
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
Perfectamundo, like Fonzie
How
used
adorable
to say.
Is that little boy? Oh, my God.
All right, guys. I love you. Appreciate
All right.
it.
All right. Yep, awesome. Appreciate you waiting,
Bye-bye,
holding,
hon.
Being patient. She was, and you, all you folk can do that if you want. She was in Facebook and on the phones.
I
yeah. Yeah. A lot of people. That is the best experience you're going to get the get your reading, and you can also get the visuals, see the show, chip chat, type around. Especially if you're on hold, you got time to kill, you can type around. Yeah, you got that going for you.
Well, I love when she calls in, too, because she's so outspoken, you know?
Indeed, indeed, she is. I think we got to keep on. All right, we're going to go to area code 646. This is in New York. 646, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to have you with us. Who's on the phone?
Oh, it's
Hello.
Me.
It's me.
Oh, it's Jen again?
It's Jen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is. Welcome
Jen.
Back. Welcome back. Long time. See, now, if she would have waited a long time, I wouldn't have known. But as soon as she said it's me, and I remember, oh, that's right, that area code. Yep.
Yeah, and Jen, I meant to get back to you today. The day just got away from me.
I didn't realize it would come on so soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm good. Good. Very good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're having a bit of a colder night.
That because
yeah.
we've been spoiled for a few days.
We
so
got
yeah,
spoiled.
We got spoiled when it got down. When it was in the 60s at night. Yeah. yeah.
Oh my
well,
God!
That
is that warm out there?
Huh?
It was, yeah, it was in the 70s the last couple days. Now it's dropped. Today it stuck around at 54, which is still obviously in January. You can't complain about that, but yeah. So rain is coming. Rain is coming. I shall barbecue in the rain tomorrow. I do not care.
And we're finally having my birthday dinner tomorrow.
We are in rain. I don't care about rain. As long as there's no lightning bolts, then there isn't. I got a Weber. It has a cover. I don't care if it rains.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, you deserve definitely to have your best meal.
Yep, damn straight. So tell me, what can we do for you?
Cool. Well, I have a question. So I have my directions, so my compass sort of set on going to Costa Rica, actually, for the first time. I've never been. And I was thinking I'm going there, but then something just came up, and I'm just wondering if I should pay attention to it or just continue on my plan. Basically, I have an offer to work for the UN, and the director is coming to Philadelphia February 19th. And he just said, well, if you can come, it would be really great to, you know, sit with you face-to-face. But, I mean, we've done that. We met in Dubai in December a few different times. So, you know, calls are always good.
I'll tell you, this girl, she gets around. She really does.
She's an international traveler.
So, reiterate to me what your question is.
Perfect. I think, we'll just stick with the one question. So, basically, should I just go directly to Costa Rica and not go to Philadelphia to meet him?
Okay.
Like,
we're having a little trouble understanding.
You're kind of fading in and out a little bit. It's probably a cell phone thing.
Were you asking?
Should you go somewhere or to Philadelphia? Is that what you said?
Yeah, my phone maybe, the phone still has that issue. I need to fix it. Yeah, so basically, is Costa Rica the next place, or do I need to go to this Philadelphia place to meet him?
Okay, all right. That's a good question. All right, international shout-out to Suzanne in Scotland. Welcome, Suzanne.
Suzanne and her toilette.
I hope she's doing better. She was fighting some medical things that, you know, it happens to all of us.
Oh,
so.
Sure.
Hopefully she's doing better. A lot of times drinking lots of fluids can help that out.
But sometimes water gets so boring, you know.
You're right.
Those
flavored sparkling waters are pretty good, and they don't really have calories. They're natural flavors, depending on what you buy. But
Jim,
I got you.
Jim committed an act of alcohol abuse.
I am traumatized. I am traumatized. They had a great sale on rum, bought a bunch of bottles. all they had was glass, and I hate freaking glass for this reason. And they moved around in the back seat. When opened up the door, 3 out of 4 bottles fell on the ground and broke, brand new.
Oh, no.
That's why I hate glass. I hate it. 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 If those would have been plastic bottles, nothing would have happened.
Okay, here's the thing.
Anyway, back
to
you.
On your cards, Jen. You know what? I would be very cautious with this Philadelphia thing. There's an element of secrecy around this that I do not like. The Two of Diamonds is a card that when I teach it, it is somebody is standing in front of you and they've got their hands behind their back, you know, and you're saying to them, what do you have in your hands? And they're saying, I haven't got anything, but they do. And they're not letting you know. And there's a card of caution here too with that Two of Diamonds. And right there, if I saw this in my cards, I would be extremely wary about that Philadelphia thing, okay? But as for the Costa Rica one, I think it could be very restorative for you to go to. I've heard it's a very lovely country, okay?
I've seen pictures. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I think even Brad, if I'm not mistaken, Brad Pitt took Jennifer Aniston there to ask her for a divorce.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's nice.
Well, you know, we got to work in a vacation.
Why would you take him? Well, you think you would take him to some hellish spot to ask for a divorce?
You think
you would take him to, I'm going to take you to Siberia, you know, or something like that in the middle of winter.
I had a husband that took me to Mexico, and while we were there, he asked me for
a divorce. That sounds really like a big waste of money. But who am I? All right. Anyway, back to Jen's card.
Anyway, back to you. Yeah, I want you to make sure everybody is very transparent with you. Anything that comes up like this that is shrouded in mystery and could indicate gaslighting, I would be very watchful. And as for the other, like I said, I think that would be a wonderful trip for you to go on the other. And you're another one who's got a big blowout argument coming to you with the same kind of cards as Teresa had before you. And this is with a dark-complected man.
Hmm.
And he's not looking at you. I get the strongest feeling he's using you for something. So be very careful. He does not care about your feelings at all. And you are really going to get pissed off.
Wow.
Well,
that's better than being pissed off.
No.
Well, this could be somebody in Dubai. This could be somebody connected to the Philadelphia thing. I mean, just be on your guard. And when you spew, boy, you know, you are such a delightful girl. You're like you remind me of like a beautiful flower. But if you get mad, look out. The fur is going to fly. So that's what I'm seeing. Yes, you don't take kindly to being lied to, misled, anything like that.
Nobody's a big fan of it, but you're right. Some people, it could piss them off more than others, yes.
Mm-hmm. And things at home, I don't think are going to improve where your family is. So I can see why you are a globetrotter.
A jet setter.
Yeah, you have an agenda. You have a calling on your life they don't understand. They never will. But it's important for you to get out there and live your life.
That's actually, unfortunately, very common.
It really is.
For the generation before you, the parents or whatever, to not understand what you are trying to achieve.
And I'm also picking up something. All of a sudden, I thought of Lindsay Lohan. All right.
She's a shoplifter.
Well, no. Lindsay?
I thought she got in trouble with shoplifting, too.
Winona Ryder.
I think Lindsay Lohan did, too.
Well, anyway.
She's a dumb bitch.
She's a new mother now, and she lives in Dubai.
Oh, great.
And she has a very handsome husband, who I think is a native of there. But right away, I flashed on her because I see something very similar, the same thing for you, which is a great love developing that is going to take you to a great distance, which the Middle East would be, and a whole change in your life through that love. So that's why I think you're going to end up settling down there, and man, are you going to live a great life. You know, then have your mom and your sister and everybody, have them come on over and see the beautiful lifestyle that you have, you know.
Oh, thank you. One thing I know about and being torn down every time I come back, like they don't believe in what I'm doing, and it's difficult, you know. So, yeah.
They're never going to, honey. They're just not.
Yeah, you're
probably
never going to get there.
You know, they are, for one thing, your mom strikes me as really traditional, you know, and what worked for her should work for you. And it's hard for parents, especially with all the unrest in the world, you know.
There's always, since probably the beginning of time, there's always been some kind of a generation gap.
There has.
That's just the way we evolve.
Just for the clarity, because with the UN, actually, I really like this guy from a distance. He's always been very polite and kind. And she saw how people were treating me with, shall we say, disrespect, or not valuing me, like, for my connections and stuff that I have done. And that's why he offered me the job. But going out of my way to Philadelphia, I mean, it's not really something that I feel to do. So I'm happy you said that. And maybe there's more to the story that's right than I know.
Right.
So it's better to do my work from afar if he's real and, you know, because I don't need to be face-to-face with him. We've already sort of established rapport, so.
Under your Sure to Come True designation, you are on your way to making a great deal of money. And then go tell that, what was it, your brother or somebody about you losing money in that crypto thing? Then go show him your billions and billions of dollars. I don't think it's going to be billions, but you're gonna be very comfortable financially.
Oh, thank you. That gives me something to give hope for, because where I'm sitting now is like, low, you know, so. Thank you.
Well, it's all for a reason, hon.
It's all good.
And I'll do my best to get back to you. Tomorrow I'll try, okay?
You shouldn't count on tomorrow.
I'll do my best, yeah.
Tomorrow's, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to have her belated birthday barbecue gathering thing. Anyway, here is your angel card. Subject is outdoors, and it's from Archangel Jophiel. Go outside. Get some fresh air. Connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas.
And go to Costa Rica.
Well, there's a lot of outside stuff you can do there.
Oh, yeah. There's something. I feel like I've got a missing tooth.
It doesn't even matter, Deb. You're 15,000 miles away on that picture.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jen. We appreciate
it. Yes. Glad you got through. Happy to talk to you.
Thank you to both of you.
Right.
I hope to meet you one day, Deborah. And we'll celebrate your birthday properly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, you globetrotter that you are. Yes, indeed. Call back again. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you, Jim.
All right, I get. All right, we're going to rock on. 917, New York, 917, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Oh, wonderful. Awesome, thank you.
And you are?
In New York. KC, New York.
Kit Kat, right?
Yeah, that too. Okay. If you want to call me, keep calling me that, it's okay.
Kit Kat. Yeah, well, that's, I remember way back in the day, it's a cute, catchy name.
Yeah, Veronica.
Yeah, okay.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. See, I didn't even know that. Well, I was here, but I don't remember, so. Well, bring it
how
on.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had asked you about Grace, my partner's daughter. And
okay.
Anyway, you saw that there was a good connection there, but that her mother was the one who interfered and kind of stopped me from being included in the Christmas Eve holidays.
Okay.
I know. It's
so,
been kind of haunting me. I was wondering if you pick up on why did I do something to her, or, you know, what was the reasoning? And I'm also concerned that she will be maybe exerting the same kind of influence going forward.
Okay, so let me get this straight now. Your partner was her husband? Or how'd that go?
Okay, it says Grace is his daughter.
Okay.
Grace and Matt were his children. And I did have somewhat of a relationship with them, and it did continue after his death. They did come visit me. It hasn't been that much in the past couple years. The pandemic didn't help at all. And I used to be invited to Grace always had, she made a whole big deal. She had wanted to set up this tradition on Christmas Eve of having a family. And when she started this tradition, she started with Nick, my partner, her father, and me. It was just the two of us. And then she expanded to have more of their family. And then when he passed, she said to me, I would always be invited and I'm always included as part of the family. And I was so touched by that. But then after that, she started, you know, I never heard. She wouldn't call me, you know, when it got to be that time. And if I spoke to her, she would make up some excuse. Oh, everybody's sick, or we're not doing anything. And I really thought that was a lie. And then, you know, that's it. She has never called me anymore. I mean, we're in touch. I wish her happy holidays and stuff like that. She never, ever says anything anymore about it. And one of these days, if I ever do see her again, I mean, she was supposed to come visit a few weeks back, and between the weather and her being busy, you know, canceled, and she's still supposedly going to come, but I haven't heard from her. God, what I was saying.
The kids, they're here, and they feel a great deal of friendship towards you. They care for you. She does. Grace, isn't it Grace? And doesn't she have a brother?
Yes,
or
Matt.
A partner? Yeah. Well, he's kind of turned away. It's so many things on his mind. But you really mean a lot to her. And her mother can't stand that. Okay. I get the feeling that the mother and your passed away partner have very messy dealings with each other during their breakup. You know, there was bad vibes, and she's under the impression that he left you a lot, as in money or assets. You know, that wife thinks you got, or whatever you want to call her, Gracie's mother thinks you ended up smelling like a rose after he passed.
Oh, that's not true. But she doesn't need money. She remarried, and her second husband, who is she's still with him, he comes from money. So she's very well set with them. I think they're millionaires. So I don't think, you know, she doesn't think about a lot.
She didn't want you to have anything. This woman has harbored resentment and ill will towards you for a very long time, and definitely doesn't want her daughter close to you. And it's ridiculous. The man in question is no longer living. And why?
I
don't know. It's so hard to understand people. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe she was jealous I had a better relationship with him or something.
Yes, of course. And she doesn't know, did he, you know, what he might have given you. Remember, at one time she loved him. And he loved her. And sometimes people don't want their ex-partner to be happy. You know, they don't share that connection of love anymore, so they just wish them bad. be lonely and unhappy, and he was not any of those things. He loved you dearly, dearly. So, yeah. Okay, now Jim's got
I have an angel card for you. Your angel card subject is victory from Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
And that's the thing. I do really feel that Grace has a lot of trouble talking with her mother. And that baby isn't born yet. Is the baby born yet? No, not till spring.
Yeah, probably like mid-March is when it's due.
Okay.
Yeah, I do remember her telling me that last time. Yep.
Well, and we're coming into February. She might just be feeling absolutely miserable. You know?
Yeah. I was wondering.
I say she's going to bring that baby for you to meet and hold that baby. You've in many ways been a mentor for her. And see, the mother hates all of that. She just never really got over that guy, even though she's remarried. So you got the best of him. You had the very best.
And, yeah, I felt that.
And she's just going to be a withered up old prune, I'm sorry to say. But we have talked about karma tonight, and it's going to come back on her. You know, there are people that have all this money, all this luxury, and they're miserable human beings. And I think a lot of that is because of how they treat others, you know. So, yeah, her day is coming.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I'm glad you still call us.
Yeah, yeah, keep in touch. Keep calling and calling again, gaining the game. Thank you so much, and you have a good
Can
night.
I ask one quick question about that?
Sure.
You see me being, Grace said that if she has a shower, she's not sure if she will, baby shower, that I would be invited to that. But do you see that being true? Do you see her having a shower and inviting me?
Well, I hope like hell she does. Here's the thing.
She said, do you see it?
Yeah, I personally did not see it in the cards, and I think her mother will take a stand saying, you want to have Casey there, then I'm not coming. So I hope if you ever cross paths with her, you ask her, what is your problem?
That'd be an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Well, I think that...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, she has every right to ask that. I'm just saying it'd be interesting to hear that answer.
I would, too.
Yep.
So, you know, you can always plan a sweet little shower gift for her and have her come over when the baby's born.
Yeah. Well, I did get something, so I'm sitting here waiting for her.
Yeah.
That's true, yep.
And
all right.
It can mean more than you being with a bunch of women at a shower.
All right.
So, yeah. Yes, yes.
We've got to move on. The clock is... Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, take care, hon. Stay warm.
Area code 775. Is this Miss Wendy?
It's got to be Miss Wendy.
Hi, yes, it is.
Well, thank you for patiently holding. Thank you so much. And what would you like to ask?
Well, thank you both for taking my call. And I am taking another look at a property with Laura, my real estate agent lady. The street number is 2060, and it's a one story, which I really do need. And
yeah.
It's two bedrooms, and then it's got an office with French doors, which is I would use for an art studio. And my sister would live there with me, with my nephew as well. And I believe the realtor is honest when she says she thinks that this is going to sell. And outside the kitchen window, it's kind of woodsy. It looks almost like Tahoe in a way. And so it could sell at any time. But I want to know if I can professionally install a jacuzzi, and I won't know that until Monday. So
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
Oh, there you go.
Will I end up buying the property at 2060 or something else?
Yep.
That's a very good question. So is that place meant to be and all that? There you go.
It sounds really charming.
You get a lot of real estate house questions because people want to know because you want to connect. You know, that's a big investment. It is.
The bathtub for the master is sunken. It has ivory tile and it has steps. And I thought maybe that would work for me because I'm disabled. I could just go down one step at a time, you know. And
sure.
I've got a big window, nice little patio.
Yeah, that is the that sunken thing would probably be very safe and negotiable for you.
I think it's meant to be.
Well, I would hope so, but it's right behind a bike trail, and they have seen wildcats every now and then. So I'm a lot worried about that. I want safety for my family priority.
I really think that your safety is going to be assured at this home. Does it have a privacy fence?
Oh, it's very private. Absolutely.
Well, your cards are saying that not only will this be the home that you've always wished for, at least for a long time, and think you're going to meet your next man there.
The mighty good man?
He's a mighty good man. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. He travels.
Well,
you
know what I'm going to do? If I have your permission, I'm going to email you a picture of the home, and then there's going to be about 60 pictures in the link. Is that okay?
That's great.
And a link is perfect, yes. Links are good.
I love looking at home.
Yeah, links are good. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So please do.
I'm tremendously worried about it being on the bike path, though, because they've seen wildcats in the area before.
Well, I see nothing.
She didn't see anything negative. She didn't see anything negative in the cards.
No.
And, you know, nature is always going to be there.
We have bears that come to the neighborhoods around here. So, yeah, nature's always going to be there, isn't it? Go ahead.
We got to move on so we can get another caller before the show ends. Real quick, Wendy, here is your angel card. Subject is nurture. From Archangel Gabriel, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So make sure you nurture your inner child. Don't forget about yourself to give yourself some decompressed time because you seem to have a lot of things going on your plate. So make sure you get some time to decompress.
Love that.
Okay.
Yeah, very important.
Thank you
for your patience for holding. Everybody's been very patient tonight. We've had a lot of callers, and we appreciate your patience. And call again.
I think you said that I would love the house.
She did say that.
Yeah,
that
correct?
She said that it would be. Yep, she said you would connect with it well, very well.
Home sweet home
great.
For you, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much. We shall talk to you again. All right, we're heading toward the finish line, and we're going to let Lisa take us to the finish line. Take us to the promised land.
Thank you. Oh, God, I'm sitting here watching the sunset. It's so glorious. I spent all day out at Mother Nature with my neighbor, and we were out there, and it was very nice. It was really nice.
Cool.
Now I'm sitting here by myself watching nature. He announced to me on our way back, he said he was going to stay in tonight. He was just going to fix himself something, and he hasn't been sleeping at all for the last several days, and I don't know how he manages that. I really don't. He has insomnia, and so I've been sleeping like a top, but I'm feeling a little sad because, I don't know, Deb, what do the cards say?
Are you sad because you wanted to stay in tonight?
Well, see, he doesn't tell me that until we're like almost heading home. And I felt something was developing because we were sitting there talking. He was very, like, I feel him crushing on me, you know, when we arrived at the location and we started walking. And then, you know, I just felt like I had all of his attention, all his energy. And then we started talking about how unhappy, well, he brings it up a lot, the place we live in. It's not insulated, so he's trying to resolve that with the property owners, and I don't know. So I simply said something, and then he said something, and I said, you just like to get a reaction out of me, and then we're still laughing and joking, and then he when did he say? I think when we're getting in the car heading back, and so maybe he had made a snap decision. Who knows? It's a free country. And I just felt kind of dumped. And I sat here and I thought, well, I'm going to look at the – and my girlfriend earlier had called, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm falling out of tune with all my girlfriends. And I talked with my girlfriend, and she was telling me what was going on tonight. And I don't – I'm not geared up to go do anything. And tomorrow I'm thinking, well, should I just get my own stuff going again? I don't know. Do you know what the cards say?
Yeah, I'm looking
They're
at
They're going down.
Yeah, he play games, video games, whatever they call them now, streaming games. Sometimes
you know,
they like
anything.
Yeah. They like to do that without any distraction. You know, it's almost like they're really in war playing these games.
And then people, as they get older, don't do that as much, Deb.
Really?
Well, and, you know,
yeah, really.
I was really shocked. I was really shocked that we had spent so much time together. And, I mean, I was really shocked because, you know, he had told me I like my alone time. And I was really, really shocked. I was pleased. I was happy. And then my knee has really been giving me a lot of serious trouble, mm-hmm. big trouble. And so my mental state was not in a good place because of my knee. And so us going out into nature like we were was helping my head. And then my girlfriend was saying, you know, everybody's missing you and blah, blah, blah. And so I was thinking myself, I thought, well, am I falling out of the social scene? No, he already answered to my prayers. He said, okay, I'm going in. And I felt that they're kind of rejected. I mean, I've got backup. I have a lot. I know what I can do. It's not like, but do the cards say anything? And then he just hasn't been sleeping. I know he has not been sleeping. It's gotten really worse. And so,
you don't feel like yourself. You don't feel.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like conversation or anything. No, Ray, there is absolutely nothing here. It shows him and it shows him, focused on the relationship. And also, I think he just wanted a little time to relax to himself where you don't have to talk to somebody, you know, and just kick back.
Yes. That's because you bitches drive us crazy sometimes.
Yeah. And he has a lot of, he was falling back on his laundry. He said, I just want to take a shower and do my laundry tomorrow. And I'm not even going to ask him if we're going to go walk. I'll do my own thing. You know, I can go bicycling. Everybody's telling me I shouldn't be walking. I shouldn't be bicycling,
right.
You know, and then he has doctor appointments this coming week. But my headspace was really in a bad place. And this going out, and I don't, you know, I walk with a cane and I'm very careful. And I don't, if I feel any pain, you know, I hobble, you know, protect the knee. And so we'll
mm-hmm.
see. We'll see what the verdict is when I go in to start seeing these medical people. I just don't want surgery. I don't want, you know. And then I'm thinking to myself as he unloads himself from the car and goes in, I thought, fuck, why am I putting all my eggs in one basket? I should be out there, man, trying to meet people.
You know what, though? You're overthinking right now.
Okay,
this
thank
all,
you.
It is. And, you know, if you need surgery, Jim walked on a bad knee for years and finally gave in and it was the best thing he ever did.
Yeah,
getting
well,
a knee replacement.
I got a knee replacement. That's the ultimate extreme.
But it was a super long surgery because he waited so.
But
long.
It's a knee replacement. That's
yeah,
usually
your
a.
Knee is bothering.
But it's usually a degenerative thing. It's
yeah.
not like an injury thing. It could be ligaments. It could be cartilage. And those surgeries now are outpatient. And yeah, I wouldn't sweat
oh,
it too much. If you need it, you get it done.
Here's something fun for you. The Sultan. Blasted Sultan, he is so resentful that the two of you are closer than ever. You know, it's
well,
crazy.
Tonight, I don't know, but I'll accept. I believe I'm going to embrace what you're reading because I don't want to overthink it. I mean, he thinks I'm gone. I don't know if that's going to unsettle him because I parked the car where I can see more of the sunset. Now I'm getting ready to go to the dollar store that just opened up. I thought I'd go treat myself. Everybody's been talking about it. It's been the talk of the town. You know, I mean, that's our
The dollar store. That's where lottery winners go.
You know, I get all their names confused. It's either the Dollar Tree or the dollar. What I forget. Yeah,
dollar
I don't
General.
Say their names.
Yeah, Dollar General is that is a misnomer. There is not one thing in Dollar General that's a dollar. If it's Dollar
right.
General,
and then there's Family Dollar.
Family Dollar
oh,
is
family
definitely
dollar.
Has nothing to do with the dollar either, typically.
But the ones that have the Dollar Tree that has food in the back in a you know in a refrigerator.
That one is still very cheap. They got no. Nah, they've
you
gone up to.
You could eat out of there. You could put together for yourself.
They've had to finally relinquish and relent, right, and go up to like $1.50 on some items, but still.
Quarters.
But Whippy do. I go in there. There's a lot of things I go in there for because they're just cheaper and they're still good quality. Why buy them somewhere else for more? But, you know.
Yeah, so I don't think you have a thing about the neighbor to where. Have you ever thought about maybe writing him a poem or doing something creative on your own when he
you
wants
know what
to
he
have
did? No, yeah. I'm scared to do that because I'm scared of, oh, God, he's, you know, and I know. He hasn't had any sleep, and I've told him, you're not Mr. Personality when you're like this, but he's been trying, and he was nice. So he found this incredible little pebble that was so exquisite. And, you know, gold is not the color of gold when you find it out in the wild. So, but it sparkled like gold. It might have been mica. And we were both looking at it, and you know what he did? He gave it
what?
To me.
Aww.
That was such a big gesture, I thought. And so I was looking at it and I loved it. And then he said, you need to clean it up with toothpaste and whatever. And I handed it back. I said, that's your job. So he took it. Now, Monday, we're going to go with planning this big trip to a town, the biggest town near us. And we're going to go to the Gem and Mineral Show. I'm so excited. And then we're going to eat at his favorite Indian place. I wish we would find a different place. I don't go there, so I don't know the lay of the land. I just don't want to waste time looking for a good Indian place. And he's really pleased with how friendly they are and blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to go to the big, I mean, this is the big highlight of our day.
Yeah.
We're going to go shopping. So.
Well, and you shouldn't be afraid to write a poem. Because you could always do roses are red, violets are blue.
Oh, I could write some poems.
I love my neighbor. I hope he loves me too.
Oh, no,
oh,
God. Deb,
God.
I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid. I got
to
let him.
I'm trying to warn you, Deb, about this.
No, Jim, read her card.
Yeah, I was trying to warn you that we were going to get to that. I was telling you. Here's your angel card real quick. Subject is leadership from Archangel Gabriel. It's time for you to assume your leadership power, position, and lovingly guide others.
Yes. There it is.
There it is.
So, huh.
That's already there, so you go.
We're going to have a wonderful time on Monday. It was in your card. Just let them chill tonight. You do something creative with yourself. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
We have to.
All right, we got to rock and roll. Call us again, indeed.
Have a wonderful evening, you guys. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, indeed. You too, indeed.
All righty. Take care. And we're just saying goodbye to
Blog Talkers
right
first. Yes, we have to say. Don't turn that down. I got to play music too much. Well, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I got you. We What do you want, Deb?
Oh, let's go with Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, literally. Thinking the same thing.
Who grew up on me? I did.
On Sundays.
Him did.
On Sundays, yep. Every dream comes true. Now, till we meet
again. What did you say? A one-man.
Yep, a one-man. And a two-man.